Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
I am all right, and you?
Well, trying to pull up. Trying hard to pull up. I am a bit confused. I'm going to tell you why. I never let someone from the government department that are responsible to come and explain. And it's about making purchases from furniture stores. You can go in the store, you can buy a plant, you can take it with you. When it comes to furniture, you can pay for the plant, the furniture, but it cannot be delivered. Then ask if you can provide your own transportation to have it delivered. The answer is no. This really is confusing to me.
You're asking people why?
I ask them why, because they don't know neither.
Well, sir, you know, then what are we fighting then?
I was in a certain store this morning, and I saw people going to pay for furniture cash. And was told the same thing. When I, if we provide the transportation, can we come? No.
So how are you getting furniture?
I don't know.
I guess the people then would have to find out what's the best way they could get the furniture, because I can't answer them, and I am sure that if they went to the store and the store can answer them, that's about as much as we could do about it. We can't do nothing else. Let them throw their hands in there and figure out, well, maybe I won't buy it at all. Stay with the one I got. I don't know. Can't answer that. Maybe the transportation company is not allowed to work at the moment. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dennis.
Yes, sir.
Let's have a serious conversation today.
Yeah, that's right.
I am glad, I'm very happy that you had that conversation with Mr. Ben. And he spoke to you with respect to the challenges within the agriculture sector and the realities of the agriculture sector. You asked certain questions. Let me see if I can fill in some of the blanks. I worked in the hotel industry as a warehouse manager and also briefly as resident manager in a hotel chain. So therefore, I am intimately aware of the reasons why we do not use local produce to the degree that we should in this respect. You have to start with the policy of the hotel owner. One philosophy is they want to provide the visitor this concept of a home away from home. So therefore, the menu that is selected was one that is reflective of an English menu or an Italian menu or something like that, as opposed to a local Bajan menu. So instead of saying we are going to create a menu in Barbados of local products, seasonally available products or what have you, so then to attract people to say, well, come and experience Barbados, what they end up doing is saying, come, you can be home away from home, and you can eat the same thing that you're used to eating at home, you can eat here. No.
Wait, before you move on from that, right?
Yeah.
That's why I was specific in my conversation with Brother Ben, talking about hotels with chains throughout the islands that have the same managers imported from the same head office, but who make different decisions in different islands. And my question is, why? I worked in the industry too. And I know that when we had American tourists and we put Mabel's ketchup on the table, they'll say, what's this? We want Heinz. And the company will go and buy Heinz because the Americans want Heinz, rather than saying ketchup is ketchup, right? So I understand your point, but what I'm asking is, why can they do it in St. Lucia? Why do they do it in Grenada? Why do they do it in Antigua, but they don't do it in Barbados? What's peculiar about the operation in Barbados? You tell me the management, but they got the same managers throughout the islands because the Bajan manager came from Jamaica, or he came from Texas, or he came from Texas via Jamaica. And he figured if I'm doing it in Jamaica, I can do it in Barbados. And if it's good for Texas, it's good for Barbados.
Dennis?
Yeah. That's why I want the serious conversation.
Yes, but I'm telling you to start what happens here. Based on the decisions in a lot of cases, there are two aspects. One, the decisions of the owners,
mm-hmm.
okay, and in terms of rating the particular menus.
Mm-hmm. I hear that part.
That's the first part. The next part is also related to money, okay, and what you then choose to import based on who you have a line of credit with.
Mm.
So therefore, if I have a line of credit with Spring Garden Foods, let's say,
I got you.
For 90 days,
mm-hmm.
it means then that I can go to them and consistently order whatever I want for my particular menu.
Right.
Right? And I have 90 days to pay or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And invariably, that just means that it builds up. And over the course, far more than 90 days, I end up paying off that line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you have a local supplier who cannot carry that line of credit, right, with me, just I'm talking about a small supplier or whatever, mm-hmm. who is not prepared to extend that line of credit to me,
mm-hmm.
it then means that I don't use him. So therefore, I'm not using local produce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it comes down to money. Then you had a situation where I can't remember exactly what, early on, several years ago, when you had the consolidation of the big food importation companies, like Spring Garden Foods. Now, what ends up happening is that you have a stronger association. Spring Garden Foods have a stronger association with suppliers overseas than they have with local entities.
And that is where, sir, that I put the first cog in the wheel, because, and that's why I made comments about putting, you know, having a strong enough base of suppliers. And that's when Brother Ben tell me, I ain't going to get nobody to come together.
Right. But this is the thing again, right?
Because they keep talking about quality and consistency of supply as being the reasons why they go overseas.
Right. But okay. And as I said, also because you are able to
give them a line of credit.
Owners. And you have the line of credit overseas. And you also then, in a lot of cases, if you have an overseas owner, it then means that money doesn't have to come back to Barbados. Right? So it doesn't have to get processed through Barbados in terms of when you have to buy produce to then send down to Barbados.
Sir, again, I will say to you, under current... Sir, I hear what you're saying. I hope you continue to make the discussion as we have this discussion as we continue. We got to go to the latest, but let me say this to you. Today, when we talk about people having foreign exchange accounts, according to the newspaper, what you're talking about lines of credit and companies based overseas, set up a company overseas to do your marketing to the Bajan community in Miami or wherever, and then use that connection to feed the people in Barbados. Come on, we ain't dealing. I mean, anyhow, comes back to getting together and working together and working through the kinks. So let's talk about it as we continue this Thursday edition of Down to Brass Tack. 434-1790-266-4862. You can also send a WhatsApp message an email to brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net. Got a note that says, the UWI conducted a study on sea urchins across the Caribbean, and as a result, there is a moratorium on the delicacy across the region. In most countries, you will be charged for shipping, not for diving for personal use. Thanks for that. Brass Tacks, yes. Good afternoon.
Great, Dennis.
Yes, you were telling me. Yeah.
Yes, continue.
About our contacts across the region and the world.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, the main thing I want to get onto mm-hmm. is marijuana.
Okay.
And the fact that is that on I was listening to the People's Business. And it concerned me when one of the main suggestion I heard for average people to get involved in the industry, one of the big suggestions is to form a cooperative, to get together and form a co-op.
Mm-hmm.
No, as Mr. Ben identified, clearly said, we do not have a tradition of successful farmer cooperatives in Barbados. It is not what we normally do. So we have no tradition of it. We have no history of it working successfully to that degree. And then the second thing, how we have the challenge that of the correspondent banking and banks not getting involved in marijuana per se, like that. So therefore, how are you telling me that we're going to get all these people to come together to then to approach a bank in order to get the financing? So when you look at, when you come to me with that approach, telling me that this is the plan that we have for medicinal cannabis industry, and to get average people, the average patient involved, I have to, it doesn't make sense to me. It does not make sense. No further, I was disappointed. We had the legislation that was passed in the lower house on Friday, or what have you. I was totally again disappointed with this legislation. And I can start from the end in a way with the remarks made by the opposition minister. Because some person needs to explain to me how, if we have a policy in Barbados or philosophy that if you say that we can follow the science, and more and more it is showing that marijuana is not dangerous for the adult. Okay? So adults can use marijuana more or less no problem. Yet we have the minister saying, well, when you're caught with a small amount of marijuana, you now have to, you pay the fine, but if you are caught repeatedly, which means that you have chosen to continue using marijuana, you now should be incarcerated. So therefore, you should be penalized for using a product that has been scientifically shown not to be dangerous, and that the rest of the world is accepting that adults can use freely. Yet in Barbados, we are going backwards. Explain that to me, because it makes no sense to me. What is happening is I sympathize in a way with the Prime Minister, and I understand her position in terms of the fact that we need to have she has promised a referendum on the subject before we have full legalization of cannabis or what have you. I don't have a problem with that. But the hypocrisy that's involved in what is happening in terms of small people being penalized, the continued penalization of small people for adults choosing to use marijuana recreationally or what have you, for whatever purpose, as far as I'm concerned, is a problem. No, I go even further. When we have the situation where the suggestion being made that Rastas would be able to use it for sacramental purposes, and they would be able to invite people to come to the tabernacle to use marijuana and then leave a contribution or what have you. I think that is one of the most insulting things, that you are talking about some person's religion in that respect, in that way. Because all it is, you're telling me that you don't have any respect for their religion. All you are trying to do is find a way that you can appease them, more or less, and get around the fact that they will not be allowed to sell marijuana. And what they've always established, this is about money. People need to understand that this whole thing is about money. Again, one of the statements which has been made is that they've looked around the region and they came up with this fee structure. And by their own admission, the fee structures that they have seen and explored throughout the region have not worked in the way in which they suppose that they expect them to. So therefore, they've reduced those fee structures. But the reasons why they have not worked may not be in relation to how high the fees are. It's not just that, it's also the total philosophy of it that is wrong, that needs to be fixed. These are my concerns.
Okay, sir. Well articulated. Thanks for sharing with us. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Dennis.
Hey.
I really enjoyed your conversation with Mr. Ben. And as an artist and a craft person, I think we have
the same problem.
Similar issues.
Somebody sent me a message telling me so. The artists and creatives have the same problem.
Same issues. Years ago, you brought me the program there to discuss some wisdom, and it is, I don't know, it's something about trying to show us as artists and craft person, if you come together, they will listen to us better, easier. It's a one craft people come to them in, they're really walking. But we, I don't know, what you, I don't know, maybe you probably get somebody. You think you get a fella from Canada to come and start a crafting here, right? They're right, you know. A fella from Canada to come and set up arts and craft organization, right? And it'll work. And they'll pay them like $500 to join the organization, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I tell you.
Okay. And it's unfortunate.
It'll work. I don't know. I mean, we had organizations here, right? And they just, all kind of issues, all kind of problems, all people find this and find that, somebody do this, somebody do that, and all kind of. I don't know. I just don't understand it. I'm still hoping that we can do something, because if you don't do nothing, we ain't going nowhere. And we don't get it. If we don't do it, we're not going to make no progress with nobody. Somebody can listen to us. We have to have one voice going forward to get this thing happening. I don't know.
How long have you been trying that?
Yeah?
How long have you been trying that?
I've been trying for 20 years, Dennis.
You see it going nowhere.
I speak to a couple of my friends and they tell me, boy, you could go do that, but I ain't know about that. I can continue to do what you think I'm happy what you're doing. And then did this and them did that, and we had something going on. We had something going. It was going pretty good. We had a couple of issues, and some people do say that this ain't working, you know, they're disintegrated. And I guess what the problem is that we didn't start it, though, you know. IDC has started that. And it was going. And then...
What caused it to stop? No, come on, serious. Fallout among people, not enough returns. What?
They had a couple of issues with one of the members doing some underhand stuff. I don't
know. Oh, okay, right. You see, so this is one of the mistrust, I suppose, is the easiest way to put it. Some people say about not talking about your business, but mistrust is one of the key things and a lot of the reasons why we don't come together. The other key element sometimes is the belief we have that the only way to get ahead is to push everybody else down. If we belong to an organization, and because perhaps the quality of your work brings a higher price than mine, rather than saying I need to improve the quality of my work, I can spend all my time trying to figure out how to tell people that you ain't no use, and that what your product is going to look good, but you know, you're teething piece of this and you're doing something else and everything to cut you down rather than improve my output. And it is something that unfortunately continues to beat us into the ground in every single sphere of our endeavor, whether it's agriculture, the artists and artists, the band leaders, musicians. So right across the board, we fight this issue of the only way we could get ahead is tear my brother to bits. And
it is so crazy, though.
It is, because in some cases, and this is what's crazy about it, in some cases, the people I'm talking about are members of your family, you know, cousin, and your brother, the people that you're supposed to trust.
Yes. That is just so, I don't get it.
Neither do I, but
I don't, you know, I don't know. I tried to tell a couple of my friends and said, well, I can call me. And when I call, we have a meeting tomorrow. You know, saying, yeah, I can, and then you mean to come off.
Correct. So, look, I have had the unfortunate experience in sitting down with a band, saying, you know, we need a band for Old Year's Night.
Right.
This is how much we're paying. And everybody say, yeah, yeah, we could do it. And 5 minutes later, the drummer come back and say, boss, I got two fellas that could do that for $1,000 less. You know, and I go, but you just sat down there with the band and agreed that we're paying $5,000. Yeah, but I got two fellas, we could do it for $3,000. So what are we going to do with the extra $2,000 budget? Well, put it in my pocket, share it behind the bar. What? So this happens. This ain't what somebody tell me, right? This happens. And I'm saying to you, if we have this type of attitude, I can understand why Brother Ben was saying people don't want to come together. Because if you say that to the leader of the band, he then mistrusts all the members in the band.
Of course.
And that's the end of that band.
Yeah, that band done.
Correct. And then the person set up another band, and the leader of the former band called and said, listen, you see your drummer? Don't trust you, right? He has go behind your back. And that's another band that done.
Yes.
You following me, right? And we cannot, for the life of me, we cannot see how that is affecting us.
I don't know.
Hotel manager. He ain't doing nothing to the hotel manager. He getting his salary. He driving the car. He got the perks. You killing one another.
And then you bring it to the hotel and play out in the rain.
Correct.
And you can't play one another.
You keep fighting one another all the time. To go back to the same man who's sitting down there going, you come back again with another band again? Seriously, boss? Why are you going to employ you? For you to left me next Thursday? So look, so if we see the problem, and if we see it in agriculture, and if we see it in entertainment, and if we see it, why we not fixing it?
I don't, I
it can't be that difficult. If we know what it is, why are we not fixing it?
I guess we are too. I think of that. Probably we are too progressive. So we're not hungry.
We're hungry now, don't
we?
Huh? We're hungry now. Because people complaining about not getting packages and not having work. So we have be hungry.
I don't think we're hungry enough, though.
Or we're not hungry enough.
I think if we were hungry, then it's hungry. I mean, we're real hungry, like people living in Haiti, and I mean, we're hungry, so we had no choice. But we surviving, we still get nothing to eat. I mean, mother and father not still get anything. Our friend on the road not still get like $20 for the gas and car. So don't worry about that, my ego. Because I mean, the other thing is selling your rent. Rents and barbers are just awesome. If we were to come together and have an auction, we can sell our product. You know, we sell it somewhere. We can have one place and whether it's build something or go somebody get some money to build something and have our own thing. And we can sell our own products and get our own money and have a cooperative do stuff. But for some reason, we just can't see that. We just can't see that. That would help all of these. Again, all of these. I mean, I may sell $200 a day, and you may sell $200 tomorrow. You fell may sell $5,000. But if I didn't have a shot, I won't sell none at all.
So and again, you've just hit on another aspect of the whole thing. There's a gentleman who calls this program from time to time. Won't be surprised if I hear his voice, because when you hear me, he's called. It's upset some people, but you know, we talk when we can, and we talk about things. Sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't agree. There was a case some years ago, I was told, where somebody came to Barbados and enjoyed something that we did here in Barbados. I think it was pepper sauce. And they said, hey, I like this. I have a market in the U.S. for this. We want, let's say, X thousand bottles. There was no one entity that could produce the X thousand bottles of pepper sauce.
Right.
Rather than saying, let's get all the pepper sauce makers in Barbados together, put it in a bottle and call it Barbados-made pepper sauce, the product was not taken up, or it was taken up and then it stopped, okay? So we've had issues like this where we have lost out because of our inability to work together. And it strikes me as being odd. I'm getting messages telling me, it's called crab in a barrel. It's called crab in a barrel. It comes from slavery. It's called crab in a barrel. Okay. Having identified what it is.
Fix it.
What are we going to do to fix it? Exactly.
Sick.
We have COVID-19. We have COVID-19. So what we do? People start developing vaccine and selling it because they want to fix it. We have measles, we have dengue. We identify what it is. Okay, so we have identified it as crabs in a barrel. What are we doing to fix it? Nothing. And sir, I don't get it. Fishermen, I heard this issue come up with fishermen. So we can talk about fishermen. Heard again on this discussion that we had about CARICOM. Oh, you know, people could register to fish in every island and have a business in every island. Okay, so I chasing a fish that gone to Tobago. So in order to chase it to Tobago, I got to have a company in Tobago. You think the fish know it in Tobago waters and tell me, ha-ha, in Tobago waters, you can't get me now, ha-ha. And because I have no company in Tobago, I can turn and go back to Grenada. That ain't making no sense to me. Before Columbus come out here, we people, they sailing and fishing all about the place. So Columbus come and decide, you English, you French, you Dutch. Columbus dead. We say he lie. And we still telling me I must have a company in Tobago to catch a fish. And there is a Bajan company in Tobago catching fish, by the way. And processing it too.
Okay.
So what's the point? So I don't know. As I said, it frustrates me, but I can't see how we not trying to fix the problem, having identified it in every sector. Gentlemen just talk at length about marijuana, and I guess when we discover something else, we're going to talk about oil, and we're going to have the same problem all over again. I don't know.
I don't know.
As you said, though, we're hungry.
Nah, but I think we're hungry. I think part of being hungry enough. If we were hungry enough, we want to do something with this, and then we say, boy, we got something with this. But we're not hungry enough. And I convinced with that, Dennis. I convinced with that. If we're really hungry, we'll be hungry till we've got nothing to eat. The children harassed and the wife left you. Your back better, your car can't put gas in your car and surely pay your roof in your car. So that you have to find some way to make some money. If when we come to that point, then we gonna say no saying, look, we gonna solve this boy. We definitely gonna solve this. Because we can't continue this and no, because we gotta get same deep, we gotta put gas in car, we gotta pay bills. Because you know the bill is behind your back. Your wife left you, your children left you, you ain't got no money to do nothing. You're gonna die. So that
survival
on that point there is somebody.
All right, well, I hope we never get there because, sir, that would take, I think, a catastrophe that we ain't going to be able to pull out of. But I share your pessimism, but not your hope. Brass Tacks, the Thursday edition.